Hello everyone, my name is Ricardo Villalobos. I'm a Windows Azure Architect Evangelist with the Global ISV Incubation Team with Microsoft. And today I'm with John Lewis, who is the founder and lead architect of UL Analytics. And they have created a really nice product that runs on the Windows Azure platform. So John, tell me about the company. How did you get the idea for the solution?
Well, the company was founded last year in 2011, and the motivation behind it was to be able to collect data from a lot of different sources. That's really its simplest motivation.
Now, when you say collect data, you mean any kind of data or specific data?
It can be any kind of data, and that's one of the core differentiators of the product. It really can be anything. It can be logging data, or it can be a user has logged in data.
Okay, excellent.
Before you start using Unified Logging, go to unifiedlogging.com and click on Sign Up. Here, you're going to enter in your username, email, password will be sent to you. After you sign up, you're going to go ahead and log in. Once you're logged in, you're going to want to go to the Use It page, and we have a whole bunch of connectors here. We have connectors for .NET, a Windows Event Log Monitor, Log4j, iOS, Android, the .NET ones we also have NuGet packages for. Once you have that, you're going to need your credentials. So go to the profile page. You're going to get your submission URL. This is where your data is going to be sent. This uses the traffic manager. You're going to get your access key and your secret key that will be used with the connector to send data. So now that you're ready to send data, we're going to take a look at the indexes. This is how your data is going to be matched on. Indexes are regular expressions, can be simple or as complex as you like. You can also attach notifications to them, like an email or an SMS. So here you can see an email will be sent to the demo@unifiedlogging.com account. And you can see there's some helpers here for notifications or data indexes. So after you have that set up, you're going to now send in messages. Once messages are going to be sent in, you can start seeing them in the messages grid here. These are indexes across the top. You can choose what you would like from the column chooser. These are the indexes that I just showed you. You can save the layout, clear it. There's a lot of things you can do in this grid. You can flag items that are of importance to you to come back to later, and you can jump to those flags. You can also auto refresh. This is really nice for app support. Every 20 seconds it refreshes. If you want to look over a longer time span of what's going on, say over 30 days, we can take a look at what happened on this day at this time and jump to that period of time in here and take a look at the messages that happened in there. If you have a large application distributed globally, you can go and see the regions where your messages have been submitted from. So I hope you enjoyed this overview of Unified Logging.
So John, tell me about the technology behind the solution, how you architected the application and what's behind it.
Well, there's three main pieces to Unified Logging and what makes it work the way it does. Is we have a RESTful service for message submission. We have a processing cluster that grabs those messages, does some processing on it, and then we have a web portal where you can view the data that's sent in and also administer any of your processing rules that go on. So from the data submission standpoint, we use geolocated services, so we get as close to the source as we possibly can. And we do this using the traffic manager in Azure. That's been one of the nicest features of Azure that I've found is the traffic manager. It makes it so easy to get close to data and be able to wrap the world in a net to be able to get data wherever the person may be. And in a mobile world, which is where we're going, that is really important to do.
So you're using the performance mode of traffic manager today?
Yes. Yep. We are using the performance mode and That has been a pleasure. The Traffic Manager is definitely been one of those pieces of Azure I think everybody should be looking at with their solutions. Working with Microsoft has been a pleasure. I mean, being able to work with you, getting some one-on-one attention, getting some guidance of different programs to go into, helping get visibility for the product. Those are all things that Microsoft brings to the table to really help their platform be successful, but also everybody building stuff on their platform be successful as well.
I think you're part of the BizSpark Plus program, right?
Yes.
And I'm sure that you got a lot of the benefits from that
Absolutely,
from that
absolutely. The
solution.
BizSpark is one of those programs that anybody that's building on the Microsoft platform should strongly consider going into. If you're a startup, there's no reason you shouldn't be in the BizSpark program. There's so many benefits, so many other partners in that program that you can interact with and find who they are to get some guidance. Just talk to them, see what they're building. It's definitely a program worthwhile looking into.
Excellent. Well, thank you for your time today, John. It's been a pleasure working with you, and look forward to keep helping you improve the Unified Logging solution.
Thank you.
Thank you.